This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Marcia Castle, attorney at law of the firm Lee Castle and Fagley, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Brittany Alexander, please note the following medical letters. Period. The first name is Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Last name Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. On August 12, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 37-year-old female, height 5'7", weight 230 pounds, who was involved in a work-related injury on or about September 3rd, 2022, period. This occurred at UPS when boxes, which were approximately 150 pounds, struck the patient's right hand and rolled over her right hand, period. The hand was wedged in the rollers, period. She had immediate pain in her right forearm, comma, wrist, comma, hand, comma, and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her right wrist, right hand, forearm, and neck, period. New paragraph. Her right wrist pain was treated with surgery, physical therapy, and medication, period. The surgery was March 13, 2023, for release of a tendon, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a tingling-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. The right hand pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. The pain's duration is approximately 10 hours per day, period. It is a tingling type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the forearm, period. New paragraph. Her right forearm pain is constant, period. It is a tingling type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. Surgery was suggested to her for release of the tendons, period. She was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is described as a tingling type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the elbow, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 3 days after the accident. She was seen at Concentra in Castleton, which is a workman's compensation clinic. She was seen approximately 11 times, period. Initially, they did imaging x-rays as well as an exam, later ordered physical therapy and rechecks, period. Surgery was advised and done on March 13, 2023, at the hand-to-shoulder center, period. The patient returned to Concentra for more physical therapy and follow-up. She was referred to Ortho Indy due to the persistent pain and potential need for more surgery, period. Ortho Indy evaluated her and referred her for cervical spine evaluation, period. She did get physical therapy at ATI several times, period. She was seen at Community North Emergency Room for right-sided pain. She was advised she had a neuropathy and referred to a neurologist at JWM Neurology, period. She was seen several times, given medicine as well as physical therapy, period. She was seen at St. Vincent several times and had an MRI of the cervical spine, period. MRI done at Community East. She was advised injections in the neck, but she has not gotten them as of this date, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with laundry, comma, housework, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, driving over 1 hour, comma, sports such as basketball and football, comma, as well as sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include neuropathy medicine and a medicine for sleep, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes medicine for neuropathy, as well as over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and an arm brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is negative. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals because of this injury, wrist surgery, March 13th, 2023, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right wrist in the past, period. The patient never injured her right hand in the past, period. The patient never injured her right forearm in the past, period. The patient never injured her neck in the past, period. There is no prior work injury, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident November 5th, 2023, where she injured her head on the steering wheel. And she had she also had head pain as well as neck pain and right arm and wrist pain, but she was only seen once in the emergency room, period. The automobile accident aggravated her pre-existing neck and arm pain by causing pain at the same level, period. She saw JWM neurology after the automobile accident, period. The patient states that none of her treatment after the automobile accident was related to the automobile accident, period. The patient was involved in other prior minor auto accidents, none with any permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a supervisor at UPS of the assembly line, period. No work was missed, period. She is not working presently due to the pain, period. She was let go from work 2.5 months after the injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Office visit at Phoenix Metro Center, September 6, 2022, document is for a new injury, period. Date of injury was Saturday, scratch that date of injury. States a right thumb and wrist smashed between boxes and rollers, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness. Range of motion is tender. Palpation reveals crepitance and thumb crepitance, period. Assessment is contusion of multiple sites of right hand and wrist. Initial encounter. Plan is x-rays of the right hand and x-rays of the right wrist. They prescribed ibuprofen, 600 milligrams. Restrictions, comma, brace, comma, and follow-up Thursday period. End of report. Radiology report, September 6, 2022. Right hand x-rays were normal right hand. Radiology report, same date, right wrist, impression normal right wrist period. End of report. Office visit note, May 5th, 2023. Patient is now 7.5 weeks status post first dorsal compartment release. On March 13th, 2023, evaluation is contusion of multiple sites of right hand and wrist, period. End of report. Hand specialist note, September 2nd, 2023, chief complaint, right dequarvan, tendosynovitis, status post first dorsal compartment release on January 13th, 2023 with lateral epicondylitis, comma, radial tunnel syndrome, period. Interval history. Miss Alexander has had this issue going on since September 2022, period. To be clear, I think that her symptoms of her lateral epicondylitis and a radial tunnel are being masked by the dequarvan symptoms, period. I think these issues are all connected to the initial injury on September 3rd, 2022, comma, when there was a large backup of packages and a 150-pound package rolled down on her arm, caught in rollers, period. She still has a shooting pain that goes up and down her arm from along the radial side of her wrist to her elbow and up towards her shoulder and neck, period. End of report. Operative note, March 13th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis is right dequarvans tendinitis, period. Dequarvans is D-E, new word, capital Q-U-E-R, V-A-I-N, apostrophe S. Procedure is right first dorsal compartment release, period. End of report. Orthopedic hand surgery note, initial visit, December 20th, 2022. Jammed her wrist on September 3rd, 2022. Since that time, she has had radial-sided wrist pain that got much better, period. X-rays of the right wrist through three views were obtained and reviewed today to evaluate her wrist pain, period. They show no fracture, period. Assessment, she has dequarvans tenosynovitis, period. End of report. Progress note, May 2nd, 2023. We discussed ongoing care in the management of her radial tunnel and lateral epicondylitis symptoms, period. We will continue with therapy, period. We may consider an MRI down the line if her symptoms persist of her elbow, period. End of report. Ortho Indy note, May 18th, 2023. Assessment, 1, right wrist pain, 2, right elbow pain, 3, tenosynovitis, dequarvans, period. End of report. Community Health Network note, November 19th, 2024. It's Community Spine Care East. Patient complains of chronic right-sided neck pain, which is not responding to conservative management, period. Review of her MRI shows cervical spondylosis, prominent at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 levels, period. We are going to schedule her for right-sided C3-4, C4-5 facet injections, period. I independently interpreted MRI of cervical spine, which showed one relatively mild degenerative changes, period. Superimposed disc protrusions are noted from C2-3 and C6-7, as noted previously, including a new or prominent abnormality at C3-4, period. These findings result in perhaps mild spinal stenosis at C3-4 and C5-6, period. End of report. ED and Community North Emergency Department, June 4th, 2023. Patient with some right-sided paresthesias or numbness that she has been experiencing for actually several months, period. She states it is since she got surgery on her wrist, but the numbness she complains on her entire right arm and right leg, as well as the right side of her face, period. Clinical impression one, right-sided numbness two, paresthesias of right arm or leg, period. MRI of the cervical spine done in the emergency department showed mild spondylosis of the mid to lower cervical spine with degenerative changes most pronounced at C4-5 and C5-C6, period. End of report. Neurology note, September 16th, 2024. 35-year-old female in consultation by the ED because of right-sided numbness and pain, period. Her symptoms started after she had right first dorsal compartment release on March 13th for de Quervain's tenosynovitis, period. Assessment, numbness and tingling of her right arm and leg. Two, pain of the right upper extremity. Three, ulnar neuropathy of the right upper extremity. Four, degenerative joint disease of the cervical spine, period. The state cannot fully explain her right-sided symptoms, period. End of report. Another note from neurology, June 12, 2025. Here for follow-up of right-sided paresthesias in pain, period. Repeat MRI of the cervical spine done on August 28, 2024 showed overall stable mild cervical degenerative joint disease, period. Regarding PPI, I advise Brittany to contact Dr. Walker with orthopedics and request his opinion, as he was the physician who gave her initial rating of 1%, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of September 3rd, 2022, are all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with a normal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 2-centimeter hypertrophic scar involving the right lateral wrist due to surgery for this injury, period. There was an unrelated 1-centimeter scar of the left anterior knee due to an old injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm as well as tenderness, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with side bending diminished by 20 degrees on the left and 16 degrees on the right, period. Examination of left upper extremity was entirely normal, period. Examination of the right wrist was abnormal with flexion diminished to 62 degrees and extension diminished to 48 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right wrist. There was a positive Tinel sign, period. Examination of the right elbow revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished to 132 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right elbow, period. There was tenderness involving the right lateral epicondyle, and it was worse and brought on by wrist extension, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand, and the patient is right-hand dominant, period. There was hypersensitivity noted in the right lateral elbow and the right lateral wrist, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radial tunnel syndrome, comma, and tenosynovitis, period. Number 2, right hand trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusions of multiple sites, period. Number 3, right forearm trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, lateral epicondylitis, comma, right elbow pain, comma, and ulnar neuropathy, period. Number 4, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. The above required surgery on March 13, 2023, of first dorsal compartment release, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. The patient was given a prior 1% impairment, and I disagree with that significantly, period. In relationship to the right wrist, utilizing table 15-4, the patient qualifies for 10% upper extremity impairment, period. In relationship to the right elbow, utilizing table 15-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% upper extremity impairment, period. When we use the combined value charts to combine these two upper extremity impairments, the patient has a 13% upper extremity impairment due to the work injury of March 3rd, 2022, period. Utilizing table 15-11, this converts to an 8% whole body impairment, period. It is my opinion that I did not find enough evidence in the medical records linking the cervical dysfunction directly to this work accident, period. If any of her doctors correlate the neck pain and disc issues to the work-related injury, she would qualify for a higher impairment rating, period. Therefore, the patient's 13% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of September 3rd, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient relates that she was advised $14,000 future medical expenses per Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, period. Regardless of those numbers, the patient will very possibly require surgical intervention of the right elbow. Estimated cost of this would be approximately $100,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, physician, comma, pathology, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. Ongoing medications, both prescription and over-the-counter, will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her forearm would cost approximately $3,000, period. An arm brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and I have seen the patient one time for this purpose, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.